Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. So there's a strange thing that happens when you spend a few months swimming in material on the same topic, right? If you get past the point of reading headlines, but actually start trying to deep dive on the policy brief, the standards, working efforts, regional newsletters, meeting summaries, that kind of thing, at some point you stop learning new facts and you start looking for patterns, which is what happened to me and why I wrote this particular piece. This is not a statistically complete survey, right? This is literally a field level of, okay, I was looking at a dozen different pieces of work spanning a few years, but I'm sure there's a lot more out there. And what I noticed wasn't about, of course, regulation. It wasn't about clever new LLM tricks. It was about a single phrase that used to sit fairly quietly at the center of AI governance and is now kind of slipping out of governance talks and into some of the standard development discussions, and that's AI system. Now, most people never noticed the term AI system, and they're certainly not going to notice it fade away. But if you've ever been asked to inventory your systems, your organization's AI systems and assigned owners or document risk, you've probably actually felt this problem a little bit already. Because what you actually operate are a chain of models, tools, API agents, and workflows that cross teams, vendors, and sometimes even countries. And yet the question is still sort of this oddly simplistic, what AI systems do you run? Now, as far as I can tell, the term AI system didn't come from an engineering culture, right? It came more from governance. Back in the late 2010s, policymakers were trying to find a way to talk about AI that didn't lock them into specific technologies. So things like model felt too narrow, algorithm was too technical, application was too product specific. So they reached for system, which is a word broad enough to hold people, processes, software data, and organizational responsibility. You see it a lot in that early policy work around the OECD AI principles, the EU AI Act drafts, that kind of thing. And in that world, that abstraction of AI system worked just fine. It was something you could point to, had a name, possibly a vendor, maybe even a deployment diagram. You could imagine building a compliance checklist around it. But engineers never really used that language, right? They did talk about models and pipelines and agents and tools and workflows and platforms, right? They were shipping stacks and interoperable concepts. They weren't shipping systems. And for a while, it didn't matter. But production reality, I think, really has changed that. Today, it's becoming a lot more obvious, and this comes back to, like, if you're trying to do an inventory, that a single interaction might involve a model reasoning about intent, a tool calling framework selecting APIs, a workflow engine delegating tasks to other agents, and third-party services executing actions across companies and borders. And at no point is there a single object that you can circle in all of this and say, this is the AI system. It's just a wealth of choreography instead. So if you're building these things, I mean, you're probably thinking, yes, why is this interesting? Of course it's messy. Of course it's distributed. Maybe what's less obvious is how many governance frameworks are still written as if that old abstraction of there is an AI system and that still holds. So you end up with identity architects, security leads, and standards contributors being asked to make something enforceable that doesn't really exist as a thing. Right? That's not just a paperwork problem. It is kind of a governance failure, because if you can't name the thing you're trying to govern, you can't measure success. You don't know what success looks like. So governments haven't solved this problem, certainly. They've been working around it. They're not trying very hard, I think, to define AI system directly. And instead, they draw boundaries around the consequences. So Australia declines to introduce copyright exemptions for AI training. Bangladesh has published a AI readiness assessment that frames AI as national infrastructure capacity instead of a product category. China's introduced some interesting ethical reviews into patent processes. And if you're curious about that, more links are in my written post. And none of them are getting into, well, yes, what is an AI system? That said, I think all of them kind of answer it for themselves in practice by deciding what's allowed, who's responsible, and where the burden lands, basically what's in scope. So the abstraction of AI system hasn't disappeared in governance, but it's kind of been made implicit, and that's never a very good place to be. So this is where the standards community comes in. And I wouldn't say because they saw this problem coming a mile away, I'm not sure that they did. For years, standards work inherited the same language as policy. In the cases where they talked about AI, they would talk about AI systems or just high-risk systems. They talked about system lifecycle management. And those words were good enough while the models lived inside, like, very specific contained boundaries. I would say that agentic AI workflows kind of broke that illusion because only now are parts of the standards world really beginning to articulate, what do we do with this? A good example is the IETF's WebBot Auth Working Group, which is developing use cases for bot and agent and authentication as a way to say, this right here is what we're trying to measure so we know what interoperability looks like, so we know what the terms are meaning, so we actually have a consistent definition of what we're trying to technically achieve. So it's an interesting struggle, and it's a remarkably heated debate, the debate around the term AI system. There was some interesting discussion just this past week or so on the mailing list as they struggle with how are we defining that term. And they have to. They do have to define it, because if they can't define it, they can't define that interoperability. Now, the standards world is struggling with this, certainly, but I think the world of digital identity is going to struggle with this a lot as well. Most identity frameworks, they work on a whole different model of a human user, a service, and a system acting on the user's behalf. We now have agents initiating actions without direct human input, delegation chains where authority is inferred rather than explicitly granted, and systems are operating across multiple services with partial shifting identity. So like when an agent books a flight or triggers a financial transaction, the question is no longer who's the user that did it, it's who's accountable for the action and under what mandate. If you're trying to do an inventory here to say, okay, well, what's the AI system doing? It's embedded in so many of your other systems that it's a construct that you cannot actually manage. You can't enforce, you can't govern it very well at all. So yeah, when I come back to saying, I don't know what an AI system is, and I'm not sure that's a very great place to be in the world. You know, I'm not saying that the term is foolish, right? Because I guess I'm worried that it never became a shared object of understanding between governance and engineering. And now that agentic workflows have really exposed that gap, everyone is being forced to work around this and coming up with ultimately different definitions or working around it in different ways to say, well, the scope for the thing that we're not actually calling an AI system is going to look like this. Here's who's responsible. Here's under what conditions. Here's for how long. They're all coming apart differently. And I think that's going to be really complicated if you are working in a space where you're trying to bridge standards and governance and deployment, and you're seeing concepts that aren't consistent, it's going to make your life a lot harder. So as always, I'm passionate about the language here. And if we don't fix the language, we're not going to fix the governance. If you can't reliably govern what you can't clearly name, you're going to just have a problem. And we've got enough problems in the world of AI that I'm hoping this is something that you will think a lot about a little bit more and try and bring a little more rigor to when you're thinking about AI and all of the systems involved, what that actually means in terms of architecture for you, for your organization, for the standards you're developing, or anything else for that matter. A little bit of an esoteric post. I hope you enjoyed it, and tune in next week, and we'll see what we talk about then. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague, and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.